The past few months have been marked with a wave of protests in Greater Cincinnati and across the country. What should you know before attending a demonstration, speaking to the media, or publicizing your personal views? This is Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Joining me now to talk about this are Faruqi PLL partner, Jack Greiner, Reverend Elizabeth Diop, and National Treasury Employees Union Chapter 279 President Michael Odlinger, who is representing EPA employees in Cincinnati. Thank you all for being here today.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Lizzie, you and a coworker were fired from Cincinnati Children's after speaking out about your friend, Imam Ayman Soleiman. Tell us briefly how you spoke and when and how you found out you could lose your job as a result of what happened.
Yeah, sure. We found out at an emergency meeting that Ayman had been detained. And many of us went to the press conference that happened that afternoon at the detention center. We also met together the following weekend to have a protest, a rally by the hospital, which my whole team attended. I visited Ayman that same day in the detention center. And the next morning, WCPO called me to see if I'd be willing to talk about that visit. So I spoke briefly to my manager and my director, and they made sure to instruct me to take PTO, to not wear any badge or children's gear, and to meet off campus. So I did those things, and I conducted the interview. And part of the biggest reason for that was because Ayman had requested that we talk about him and talk about the unfair treatment that he was receiving. So I was honoring the request of a dear friend and former colleague. So to me, this interview was about my visit in jail with somebody that I cared about who used to be my colleague. The next morning, my manager told me that I was facing serious disciplinary action. I asked if I could be fired, and he said, it's up to and including termination.
Well, we did reach out to Cincinnati Children's to ask for their participation in this discussion. They declined, but an internal communication to employees that was obtained by Cincinnati Edition said in part, quote, while we cannot share specific details, Cincinnati Children's previously offered to help Ayman Soleiman pursue other options to remain lawfully employed at Cincinnati Children's. Further comment would not be appropriate at this time. End quote. That statement also said, quote, please know the absence of a public response should not be mistaken for a lack of caring and action, end quote. And it said the organization has, quote, strict rules it must follow when engaging in activities that could be characterized as political, end quote, and encouraged employees to review the code of conduct and the organization's policies. Again, that's something that was distributed after everything that happened with you. Jack, what rights do employees like Lizzie have with an employer like Cincinnati Children's when it comes to free speech?
So Cincinnati Children's is not a public institution. It's not an arm of the government. So Lizzie would not have First Amendment rights here. Cincinnati Children's is a private employer and can punish or discipline employees for speaking out if it so chooses. I don't know, Lizzie, if you have an employment contract there, that would be the next kind of fallback. So I've not seen that. I don't know if it exists, and I don't know the terms. If Lizzie is an employee at will, then Cincinnati Children's can pretty much do what it chooses, so long as it's not discriminatory in that it is not because Lizzie's a woman or if she's over the age of 40 or, you know, other protected categories. So and then there's I doubt that you're in a union, right? So Lizzie's not in a union. That would be a third level of protection. But I think it's important to understand that, people talk about, there's been some talk about the First Amendment here. This really isn't a First Amendment issue because we are dealing with a private employer.
Okay. Well, and Lizzie, it sounds like based on the advice that you got from your manager in that very first conversation that you had with him, it sounds like you were careful to speak out on your own time. You tried to make clear that you weren't speaking for Cincinnati Children's. Is that right?
Yeah, I was trying to speak as an individual person and not representing Children's in any capacity. And I had friends who saw the interview that felt the same way. They said there was no confusion about who I was speaking for. To me, it was a former employee who I care deeply about facing potential death. And it was really important that I speak out as a part of my faith belief. I pray every night that our family will do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with God for each of my four younger children. And I have to live that out.
Jack, okay, let me say this, Lizzie. In one of the interviews with Channel 9, it looked like you could see Cincinnati Children's kind of in the background. You weren't on campus, but you kind of see it in the background. And I believe, did they identify you as a Cincinnati Children's employee kind of in that the words that are under your face, essentially?
They definitely did.
Yeah.
Now, in my HR meeting, they asked if I had chosen where to place the cameras. And I told a friend later that I work at Children's. I couldn't tell you right now where we met and talked. Mm. I couldn't find the spot again. I had nothing to do with that. I came because time was of the essence. I came to a place close to work.
Mm-hmm. Jack, does that matter? Does it matter? You know, we were just talking about this isn't a First Amendment case. It's an employment matter. But does it matter if employees speak out on their own time when they're taking PTO? And in Libby's case, during one of the interviews, you could see Cincinnati Children's in the background, not her choice, but you could see it in the background. She was identified by the TV station as an employee. Does any of that feed into a situation like this and what an employer might do?
Well, I think that, again, the law generally in Ohio is that if an employee is an employee at will, they can be fired at any time for any reason. There are some limitations on that, and there's a public policy exception to that. But that's been construed very narrowly by the Ohio Supreme Court, so I don't think it would reach this situation, unfortunately. I do think, you know, one legal argument that could be made would be that based on the advice that Lizzie got and that she followed, that Children's might be a stop. That's a legal term, but from taking disciplinary action because Lizzie relied on what she was told, complied with what she was told, and that might be enough to stop the action or reinstate.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about the risks that can be associated with voicing your opinion outside of work. Do you have questions or comments? Call 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. Michael, in a separate case, more than 100 EPA employees were put on administrative leave. Tell us briefly about this declaration of dissent that I think about 300 employees signed.
Well, it's really just a letter in which they're expressing to the public their sincere belief that the agency is not pursuing the right policies. And this is a group of people who love the agency, they love their jobs, and they're speaking from their professional point of view with a tremendous amount of sincerity. And they did this all outside of duty time, speaking as private citizens. What they had to say had no nexus with their actual duties at the agency. So we just viewed this as their exercise of free speech.
We reached out to the EPA also. An EPA spokesperson sent us this statement in response to our questions. Quote, the Environmental Protection Agency has a zero tolerance policy for career bureaucrats unlawfully undermining, sabotaging, and undercutting the administration's agenda as voted for by the great people of this country last November. Jack, these are government employees. Right. They were voicing concerns about a government policy. What free speech rights do they have?
Well, that statement that you read from the EPA is laughable. They do have First Amendment protections. They are different from Lizzie because they are government employees. And the law is very clear and has been clear for a long time that government employees can speak out on political issues as long as there is no disruption to the workplace. So to make that statement, to speak out on a political issue, there's no disruption to the workplace in EPA. The disruption would have to be if an employee comes in with, you know, a MAGA flag, and or about Black Lives Matter flag, and insist on proselytizing and disrupting the workflow. The idea that a statement sabotages, the government, as I said, is laughable. It's ridiculous.
And part of the difference here is that they are government employees.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
We do have a caller on the line. Hi, Liz. Thanks so much for your call. What's your question or statement?
Hi. Yeah, mine is a statement. So I have been following the case with Imam Ayman and with Lizzie as well, and I have young children. I recently had to take my child to urgent care, and because it's such a political moment, I decided not to go to Children's Hospital, and I went to a different urgent care center. I no longer feel trust for children with the situation. If they reinstated Lizzie, I would feel trust, but it's a very political moment, and I'm taking my children elsewhere for care at this point.
Well, thank you for that statement, Liz. Wow. Thank you for listening. Jack, is that a consequence that employers can face in a situation like this? Even if they have every right under the law to do what they did, are there potential business consequences?
Oh, absolutely. And we've seen boycotts and of other, Bud Light was subject of a boycott. I would say that, I'm a little conflicted here. My daughter is a physician at Cincinnati Children's. Mm. And I would say to the caller that, I would not sacrifice your child's excellent care that they're going to get at Children's Hospital to make a point. But put that aside. But yes, there's consequences. But I think Cincinnati Children's, even in their statement, noted the sort of the conundrum that they might be in. They're potentially going to offend people by speaking out. They're potentially going to offend people by not speaking out. I think at the end of the day, ideally you would do what Lizzie does and follow your conscience and try to do the right thing and realize that let the chips fall, I think.
Yeah. Well, thank you for disclosing that information about your daughter. We appreciate that. We are going to continue our conversation after a short break. Later in the program, have you started shopping for school supplies? We'll get tips on how to save. This is Cincinnati Edition. You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. We're talking about the risks of activism and how to read the fine print in your employment policies. My guests are Faruqi PLL partner Jack Greiner, Reverend Elizabeth Diop, and National Treasury Employees Union Chapter 279 President Michael Otlinger, who is representing EPA employees in Cincinnati. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. Before the break, Jack, we were talking about these EPA employees, how their rights are different because they work for the government. It's kind of a different set of facts. I wonder also, though, could they be considered whistleblowers based on their concerns, based on the government's response to what they said? Is that something that could be a factor in all this?
Yeah, that's a great point. I hadn't thought about that until you just brought it up. But yes, I think there's potential. There's some, I know under state law, Ohio law, and I don't know as much about the federal whistleblower protection, but there are some hoops that you have to go through to be deemed a whistleblower. So there's some technical issues there, but I think that's a fair point.
Yeah. Michael, are these employees, we talked about how they've been put on administrative leave. My understanding is it's paid administrative leave. Are they concerned they will be fired? What are their concerns right now? What kind of recourse do they have?
Well, if I could just say, without any intention of being disrespectful to Administrator Zeldin, this kind of hyperbolic language coming out of his office isn't only legally meaningless, it's offensive and it's embarrassing. When he talks about undermining, sabotaging, or undercutting the government of the United States, these people are not committing treason. They're merely exercising their free speech, and they're doing it out of love for the agency. And he's conducting a witch hunt right now, which has to end. He's intimidating not just these employees. He's trying to intimidate every employee in the agency, and indeed to intimidate every employee in the federal government. He's hurting their work by depriving them of the opportunity to come into the building. And certainly they're concerned because they've been told that they could be disciplined up to and including removal. And I would see no point for that. Thank you.
What are you hearing from these employees directly, Michael?
These are the nicest, most dedicated people in the world, and they're devastated. They've never been in a situation like this, and they don't deserve to be in it. As I said, this is intimidation. He wants to stress a technical point that this is not discipline, but this is punishment. There's no two ways about it.
Jack, but when we were talking with Lizzie before, you asked her if she was a member of a union. You said that plays a role in some of these considerations. We've talked about how these government employees are different, but does it make a difference that the EPA employees are represented by a union? Obviously, Michael represents them very, very passionately. Does that make a difference in this case?
Yeah, I think it's an extra level of protection. There have been a couple of recent U.S. Supreme Court rulings, though, that have given a lot of power to the president to, essentially dismantle the Department of Education. They're put into question whether civil servants have the protection that they've had for 70 years. So I think I share Michael's concern.
Yeah. What about the chilling effect? You mentioned that during the break, Jack. What's your concern there?
Well, we talk about the chilling effect in the First Amendment world, in the free speech world, in that the idea is that you create an environment where people are intimidated, like Michael said, or frightened to speak, and that chills even totally permissible speech. Again, what the EPA employees did in that statement is completely legal. It is completely protected by the First Amendment. But the kind of statement that the director of the EPA makes is intended to intimidate, is intended to chill dissenting speech. I'm a little concerned that with Children's Hospital, that I checked, in 2024, they got $160 million in funding from the National Institute of Health. Are they concerned about continuing to get that funding? And does that color some of their decision-making with respect to Lizzie and her co-employee? Do they feel some pressure to take action like this to stay in the good graces of the administration so that NIH money continues to flow in? And that is a terrible situation for them to be in.
Yeah. Lizzie, I don't know if you feel like you're at liberty to talk about what you've heard from former coworkers. Are you hearing from people that they're worried about speaking out on behalf of your friend, on, attending rallies or demonstrations or protests? There's been so much support for Ayman, but, could it have a chilling effect for support for him too, do you think?
Absolutely. There are so many people who support him and love him who've said they can't post anymore. They don't talk about it quite as much. Me leaving my site of care where I was really well-loved. I heard it was like a silent grief and pain, but people were afraid to talk about any of it.
Jack, I want to ask you, is there something that employees like Lizzie, people who work for private employers who have different rules than government employees, are there things they should do to protect themselves if they do want to speak out? I'm thinking if you talk to the media, might it have made a difference if Lizzie was obviously trying to get to this interview quickly. WCPO, for their own reasons, wanted to have Children's in the background, I'm sure. But are there things employees can think about to try to protect themselves a little more, because the media who's interviewing you isn't necessarily thinking about that part of the equation the way the employee is thinking about their future?
Right. I think to get as much clarity as possible. I mean, I think Lizzie did her best there. But to just get as clear an explanation from the employer in advance of what is expected, what is going to be problematic, and just understand that going into it. And I'm sure there's other people that post on social media and that sort of thing, and they probably ought to take another look at their employer's social media policy. And if there isn't one, find out what and get one. I think more clarity is probably the answer.
Yeah. Michael, what's next for these EPA employees who've been put on administrative leave? What are the next steps for them?
That's indeterminate right now. It depends on how far the administrator decides to take this witch hunt, searching their computers, possibly making social media searches. We have no idea. They've been completely opaque about that. What I would say to him is the best thing to do is to adopt a more reasonable tone, to engage in a dialogue with employees in the agency, and simply put this behind us. I think an apology is due to all of these people, but I don't expect we'll get that. But the union will continue to support you and stand behind you. And the American people should know that the employees of our agency love the agency, they love their job, and they're totally dedicated to you, unlike some of the oligarchs who are controlling everything these days, who have a lot of self-interest.
Is there anything specific that you're hoping to do, Michael, to advocate for these people?
Well, thank you for the opportunity to speak here today, because this gives us a voice to communicate directly to the American people that the civil service in the United States is dedicated to doing what's best for the American citizen. It has no self-interest. It has only your interest in mind and in its heart.
Lizzie, you lost a job that you clearly cared deeply about. Do you have any regrets about speaking out? I mean, if you had known in advance more clearly what could have happened, would you have done the same thing?
So I want to be really clear. I worked at Children's for 10 years. 8 of those months were just on call shifts. But I've been at my main role as a psych chaplain for 8 years. And other than my family, it was my greatest passion. My son once asked, if somebody offered you $500,000 to quit your job, would you do it? And I was like, absolutely not. Sorry, I get emotional. But if they had said, if you speak for Iman, you will be fired, it would have been really, really much harder to speak for Iman. But also, if I didn't, everything I've taught those kids, I mean, would have been meaningless. So I hope that I would have made the same choice, and I have zero regrets. I lived in line with my faith and my values, and that is like my highest goal. My goal is to heal and repair the world in every way that I can. So no, I don't regret that. I regret the choice that they made that now leads us to have half the coverage in psychiatry that the kids deserve.
Jack, you were talking before about Cincinnati Children's, the NIH funding that they receive, and the kind of difficult spot that they might feel that they're in. Do you think Cincinnati Children's, other private employers, have been put into kind of a position where the world has become so politicized? I mean, what does that mean for these employers?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at the Ivy League schools and what they're going through.
University of Cincinnati, all of
them. Yeah. But again, Harvard and Columbia and the money that has been paid to the Trump, to avoid punitive measures by this administration. It's unprecedented and it's un-American, frankly. It is terrible that an institution like Children's Hospital is put in that kind, is potentially put in that kind of position, or that the universities, or name it, the EPA employees. It is just a disregard for, I think, the letter and certainly the spirit of what the Constitution provides in terms of the ability of citizens to speak freely and criticize their government. That's what sets us apart from the rest of the world. And I worry that that's in jeopardy.
Jack, these are such divisive times. There have been so many protests and demonstrations locally since the start of the year, not to mention, across the country. Many of them got covered by local media or shared on social media. What would you advise employees to think about or consider or know before they decide whether to participate, how to participate, whether to share their views, either in an interview and the public and demonstrations on social media? What should people consider?
Well, again, I think I would have a conversation with, you know, the HR people at your place of employment, get as much clarity as possible. And then again, I think you have to decide as an individual, you know, what is most important to you. And, you know, you may be may put your employment at risk, but that may be for you the right thing to do. I wouldn't make any judgment on anybody's decision not to, but you know, these are really perilous times, and I think we need the kind of courage and that Lizzie has demonstrated, and hopefully more people will do the same.
Well, I've been talking with Faruqi PLL partner Jack Greiner, Reverend Elizabeth Diop, and National Treasury Employees Union Chapter 279 President Michael Ottlinger, who's representing EPA employees in Cincinnati. Thank you all so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Up next, have you bought school supplies yet? We'll get tips on how to save. This is Cincinnati Edition.